In our last video, we discussed why the Federal Reserve adjusts interest rates. In case you missed that video, we'll put a link in the description. Today, we'll be answering the question of how the Federal Reserve adjusting interest rates affects our economy. Welcome back to Economics Made Simple. Once again, we've brought on Clint Dahl to explain. Clint, what happens to the economy when the Federal Reserve adjusts the interest rates?
As we discussed last time, the Fed will raise interest rates to try to slow down the economy or lower interest rates to try to speed it up. Why? The Fed has a goal. The Fed targets an inflation rate of 2%. In a perfect world, this would be easy to do. This would mean a stable, growing economy with interest rates slightly above it. But obviously, we do not live in a perfect world. It's important to understand that raising or lowering interest rates has a delayed effect, and the impacts can take up to 12 months to be felt. They have to make the correct choice months in advance, or we feel the consequences. Whatever choice they make can have a ripple effect across the economy. Lowering interest rates makes borrowing money cheaper. This encourages consumers and businesses to increase their spending and investments. Conversely, higher interest rates means that people are less likely to borrow money or have less disposable income to buy things with. Higher interest rates also means higher costs for businesses who must then pass those costs on to consumers. Higher prices means people will buy less. In fact, interest rates can sometimes rise too much, which can cause a recession. The Fed can raise interest rates so much that they crush consumer demand along with inflation. Interest rates can also have an impact on financial assets. Financial assets that rely on interest rates, such as bonds or bank accounts, will become less attractive. Therefore, investors will seek out returns in other assets. Stocks and commodities can do very well with low interest rates. Gold and silver can do especially well when interest rates are lower than the inflation rate, since they're considered to be a form of non-interest-bearing money. Change itself can have an impact as well. With each increase or decrease, the entire economy has to react. Now imagine, not only does the economy not know what's going to happen, the Fed doesn't know what's going to happen. This uncertainty can create volatility. So, to answer your question, a lot can happen when the Fed adjusts interest rates.
It sounds to me like the Federal Reserve has a shocking amount of power over the economy. Let's just hope they don't make the wrong decision. Well, now that we understand what an interest rate change could do, it makes me wonder more about who the Federal Reserve is and what else they have the power to do. We'll answer this question and more in future episodes, so be sure to subscribe to this channel to learn more.
Joe Montana here.
Click subscribe now and hit the notification bell to stay up to date. You'll be glad you did.